So stores, timing on this is pretty good. They're finally going to have a store down the street.
I know.
Yay.
The New York store. Yes.
Where is it going
to
be?
The New York flagship. It's right near the Apple Cube on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Well, that makes it easy to find.
It does.
Jeez,
yep. Yep. It's the
I hope they don't give out directions like that.
The old New York Fendi headquarters is now the new Microsoft store.
I remember the Fendi store.
Yep. That's where it is.
Fifth Avenue Fendi
store. It's at 53rd and Fifth Avenue. It's going to open on October 26th.
Oh, nice.
So a few weeks after the event.
Do you think that's an important date?
I wonder. I wonder if it's something like, and you can pre-order devices now, or you could actually get devices then.
Yeah. 20 Not days sure. later, the devices will be in store.
Yep.
Would make sense.
They're also opening a new flagship store in Sydney on November 12th.
Cool.
So they're starting to finally open flagship stores in places where we have had none.
Nice.
Which is nice to see.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, I hope we'll get a report from you. In fact, maybe you can do a Windows Weekly standing at the inside the Microsoft store or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked to them in the past about once they open the flagship store on Fifth Avenue, could we ever tape a Windows Weekly
a
there?
Studio.
And they were like, yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yep.
We
because usually there's a little training area in these stores,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Sort of in the
yep.
back, and
we did that, at the San Francisco Apple Store many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a hacker came in, stole the Wi-Fi, and redirected all our searches to Goatsy. It was great. It was fun.
Yikes!
Fortunately, he was easy to catch because he kept giggling. He was sitting in the audience going.
Yeah.
So we kind of knew who it was, got
you
rid of him, continued on.
Yep.
New Microsoft devices blog. What is that?
Yeah, so this is another kind of hint about what's going to happen next week, I think. Microsoft today launched a unified Windows devices blog. So they took all these different separate blogs they'd had, Surface, Lumia, the Band, HoloLens, and they're creating a single blog. Now.
So what is it? Okay, read the tea leaves on that. What does
okay,
that mean?
These are all Windows 10 devices, Windows 10 powered or part of the Windows 10 ecosystem. So now that there's one blog, maybe we're going to start seeing more of these devices debut. And the fact that HoloLens is here has a lot of people kind of like, are we going to hear something next week or not?
So this is kind of like this is kind of establishing a line of business almost like.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like
I think it speaks more importantly to the Band, right? The Band was kind of an odd duck. Its development model's different. Its chips are different. I'm hoping the Band, too, actually becomes part of the Universal App story.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that at this point.
Right.
The rumor is no. The rumor is it is not yet going to have a Windows 10 core when we see Band 2.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll be wrong. That would be nice to be wrong
That's
on that
not
one.
Not the end of the world, though. I mean,
no, it's
my
not.
Apple Watch is running Watch OS, not
right.
iOS.
It doesn't
and
really.
It still talks to the Apple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's still part of the ecosystem, even if you have firmware inside, right?
That's the key. So the Band should automatically sync to your Microsoft device. You should be able to configure it, set it, notifications, all of that stuff.
Yep.
But you can do that. Can you do that already?
I don't have a band, but it's
challenging. The development model is quite a bit different. And that's, you know, I'm putting my dev hat on here saying, hey, let me use the skills I already have. That's Microsoft's whole story, right?
Yeah.
Is that I could take the skills I've got and now work on this new platform.
Right.
And Band is very much a C development environment, and that's a different skill set. So it makes it hard to recruit that army of Microsoft developers to contribute to a device.